And we're back with Community Focus on 97.1 QMG. Joseph Lemel sitting in for Renee Bond. Algernon Cash hanging out as well. And Algernon, this morning we're talking about the political process, whetting the appetite. Of course, that's being done, I think, basically on all day parts. And, of course, during the afternoon thing. You and Buster Brown. And then, of course, later this week, 97.1 QMG is having a voter drive. That'll take place at the Riverwalk Apartments right across from the campus of North Carolina A&T, basically all day Friday, 9:30 to 7. And we'll be talking more about that right throughout the show.
That's right.
This morning, though, we're going to be talking about the political process. And we've got two guests, and I'm going to ask them to get a little closer together so that they would be able to share the mic to my left facing studio. Our guest again this morning. I'll begin this time with Dr. Fleming L. Amin, who happens to be the chairman of the Forsyth County Democratic Party. We want to thank you for being here. Also, Ray Trapp, who we introduced earlier, who is the third vice chair of the Guilford County Democratic Party. I'm going to begin, if it's okay with Algernon, just by simply asking Dr. L. Amin just to introduce himself and give us a little background about yourself and how you got involved in the political process yourself.
Well, thank you very much. And just call me Brother Fleming. I prefer that instead of Dr. L. Amin.
Sure.
Basically, I've been involved in politics since Jimmy Carter ran for president.
Mm-hmm.
And that basically started my interest because of one person in Forsyth County. She was a county commissioner, the late Maisie Woodruff.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I think I only had three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have five grown ones and three grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, Fleming, if you want to really influence the price of a loaf of bread to feed your family, get involved in politics.
Mm-hmm.
And she really sort of nurtured me to get involved into the political process because I was very much then, you could say, anti-politics. Mm-hmm. I was disappointed with politicians saying one thing and doing another.
Is it the same type of feeling do you think many people have today, sort of an apathetic thing, like really what's the point, what's the use?
Some people do, and I can understand and empathize with that. But I've sort of learned by being involved now since then that you really have to stay involved to change things. You have to be there to change things. So I encourage those with that same attitude that I had to give it another shot.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's somewhat of a new day. Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged, because now the opportunities are much greater than they were when I first started in politics.
So you began to see it as a personal mission.
Yes.
And just you looked at your own family and you were posed a pretty serious question, and then that began your journey.
That's exactly right.
How much did you mentioned Jimmy Carter, did he have any impact, or was it just the fact that you wanted to impact the price of a loaf of bread?
Impact the price of a loaf of bread.
That was it.
Jimmy Carter was incidental.
Okay. Because I pose that question because I think a lot of people, if you ask them, even in the midst of bread and gas being as high as it is, I think a lot of people, if you ask them now about why they're in the political process, could point to a particular candidate being Barack Obama.
Yeah.
That's why I posed that question.
Okay.
And also, Ray Trapp is here. He's the third vice chair of the Guilford County Democratic Party. I want to ask the same question to you, man. What piqued your interest? Why did you get involved to this degree?
Basically, it was just and always just thinking and being involved and reading. Had a mother that kept a million books around the house, and if I would complain about something or some process or how something went, she told me to investigate it further. Always was involved in student government in some aspect, and so that carried over into the political arena.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I jumped in. You know, you can't complain if you don't try to change something.
That's right. That's a big point, because we have people that call into the afternoon thing all the time, and they're complaining and they're griping about whatever issue. And I often say, well, hey, it's good that you're calling the radio and getting that out in the open air, but you really need to be calling your senator or your congressman or writing your governor and making sure that you get involved into the political process. Now, I know for me, you guys are really more on the left side of the aisle, and I'm probably the only one in the studio on the right side of the aisle. So y'all don't.
Well, I'm in the center.
Y'all don't jump.
I'm in the center.
Everybody's listening.
Loves to be the only Republican in the room.
I'm in the center. I'm probably as conservative as a Democrat.
No. If we are going to go ahead and lay it all out, I'm unaffiliated.
Okay, that's good.
That is the proper term. And you know that you can actually go and you can look this up at I think it's NC, I forget the actual, it's the State Board of Elections.
Uh-huh.
You can actually go to a website. If you have someone's name, you can actually find their affiliation. Right. So I'm telling you right now.
Right.
And there's no scandal with me. I am unaffiliated.
You ain't in the closet, huh?
I'm just telling you straight up.
All right.
So we have an unaffiliated. We have two registered Democrats. And we have a Republican,
but you know,
in the room, and it's beautiful.
And I say that only because I think you have a lot of people who want to get involved in the political process, and they just become so confused about, okay, what are the differences between a Republican and Democrat? What is an electoral college? So I was just hoping that within the hour with you guys, we can maybe answer some of those kind of questions and just help people to feel a little less intimidated about making that step and as far as getting involved in the political process.
Definitely. I think it's speaking on, might get me in trouble with the party, but I think to some degree, everyone should be unaffiliated. Mm-hmm. There's a candidate out there that speaks to your needs and your station in life, regardless whether he's Republican, Democrat, Green, Independent, whatever. That's who you vote for.
That's right.
Can you tell me how they got up? My hotline is ringing already. I think who was that? They said you could turn in your badge a little bit later on today.
Yeah.
I'm just joking with you.
Well, you know, I think
come on by the headquarters.
I think we have four brothers in the house. That's more important than anything else.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
All right. You know, the political process, I think, you know, Algernon and the honored guest, you know, when we think about the political process, I think many people are just, you know, the political process for them is to listen to a debate, maybe research a candidate, and vote. That's it. That's as far, I think, as many people really take the political process. And there are few who do get involved to this degree. I think I didn't even realize how easy it was just to register to be a part of someone's campaign and volunteer.
Yeah.
And right now, I can imagine your party, and I'm looking at a Ray, and I'm looking at a Lemon, and I'm saying you probably need volunteers in your party.
24/7.
Yeah.
In fact, that's the nerve center of any campaign of volunteers. Mm. We're recruiting volunteers for all the candidates, in fact. Every candidate needs someone who they can really rely on as a volunteer. That's from the county commissioner level to the state house level to the presidential level to the dog catcher level. Mm-hmm. You need solid people who will volunteer and give you honest opinions, honest advice. Referring back to what my brother said earlier, though, Algernon, my grandfather was Republican. Mm-hmm. I'm named after him. My father today is a Republican, so I grew up in a house of Republicans, unfortunately. I've now seen the light.
On the volunteer aspect, I think another thing for people to understand is that if you volunteer, and we've seen a big wave of volunteers coming on forward for Barack, one thing you have to understand is in order to help him out, you can go put out yard signs and do this or that, but you want to get involved in your local party.
That's right.
You got to get involved on the county level and show up to precinct meetings and organizations. That's how you start, by helping him.
And I think also one of the things Algernon probably wants to bring out is that obviously whenever you have a presidential election that has garnered so much interest, then the municipal election becomes even more magnified. And you have a whole lot more people involved. I mean, just recently in Guilford County, I mean, here in Greensboro, we were electing a mayor. You would have thought that, you know, and it had historic implications as well.
Definitely.
But yet, that day, I took our 97.1 QMG van and I visited every precinct in the black community. And I was like, where is everybody?
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah, and that's yeah, probably, right. You know, I often say when we're on the afternoon thing, we have more people voting for the next American Idol than we do the next American president.
Right.
And it just shows how disingenuous, I guess, our people feel towards the political process. Now, what I really like about
that Senator, American Idol process might be fairer, though.
Yeah. Now, the thing I really like about Senator Obama is that he's brought so many new faces and new people to the process. Mm-hmm. In some kind of way, he's created a certain kind of energy and gotten help people to get back in touch with getting involved in American politics. And I am a supporter of Senator Obama. Mm-hmm. I mean, despite the fact he's on the left side, we don't agree on every issue. But what I really love about him is he's a collaborator. He's bringing Republicans and Democrats together, and he's getting new people involved in the process. And I think that's what it takes in order to change America. So
I think we've seen that. You're one of those Obamacans. You know,
he said that.
A bunch of Republicans crossing over, because this guy can transcend, you know, labels and embarrassing. We have to get out of this label, conservative, liberal, whatever. We just have to do what's best for everyone.
Yep. Well, before the Hillary Clinton campaign calls.
And, oh, yeah, definitely.
And accuses us of having an Obama talk show. We don't want the Clinton campaign to have to land here in sniper fire over the Piedmont Triad Airport. We don't want that to happen.
We
want to
make it out of here, right?
That's right. And not
land
to speak
here,
about it later.
Land in here safely. Land in here safely. I'm talking with Algernon Cash, Dr. Fleming El Amin. I referenced Dr. Fleming as my proper introduction for him. Also, Ray Trapp, both involved in the political process, Forsyth and Guilford County, respectively. We'll come back and we'll continue our conversation here with all of our guests. We'll talk more about the importance of your civic activity as compared with your community activity. Are they the same? Is there a difference? What's more important? We'll talk about that when we return to Community Focus right here on 97.1 QMG.
WQMG, WQMG HD1 Greensboro.
Name one of two African Americans who served as U.S. Surgeon General in the Clinton administration. M. Jocelyn Elders and Dave.